The other headline coming out of Iraq was the comment from Defense Secretary Robert Gates. He told reporters in Kuala Lumpur in Malaysia that the U.S. could leave troops in Iraq past that 2011 deadline if the Iraqi government requests it. That's assuming they get a government in Iraq at some point before 2011. But joining us now is our friend Jack Jacobs, an NBC military analyst and retired U.S. Army colonel and Medal of Honor recipient. Good morning, Jack.
Well, good morning.
So what do you make of this comment from Defense Secretary Robert Gates? What do you think is motivating him to make this? Is this a message for the Iraqi government saying put in this request?
Yeah, I probably already had a conversation with people over there, and they have indicated that they might ask and what would be the American response if they did ask. But we had for a long time expected to leave troops either in Iraq or in and around Iraq for a long, long time past the deadline, because we have so many obligations and opportunities in places like Kuwait and so on, so that we weren't going to completely pull out of that place in any case.
Well, this is the second the announcement about extending an engagement. We also heard that the troops will be staying in Afghanistan probably longer than intended. So is this both the same lesson? Is the situation in Iraq that could keep us there longer the same thing that's keeping us in Afghanistan?
No, they're very much different indeed. Part of the problem we've always had with Southwest Asia is that we've decided that Iraq and Afghanistan are pretty much the same, and they couldn't be any more different. Iraq is a country that's been centrally governed since antiquity. In the end, what is liable to happen in Iraq is exactly what happened before, and that is from all this mess will rise one potent leader who will wield power from Baghdad and control all or most of Iraq. That's not going to happen in Afghanistan, a country which has almost never been centrally ruled. And so the two couldn't be more different. What we expect to see in Afghanistan is largely a withdrawal of troops, leaving behind mobile training teams. I'm talking about conventional troops, leaving behind mobile training teams, special forces and special operations forces to attack the Taliban along the border. It's always going to be very much different than Iraq.
Well, let me play you this comment that Senator John McCain made at a town hall meeting in New Hampshire during the 2008 presidential campaign.
President Bush has talked about our staying in Iraq for 50 years.
Maybe 100. We've been in South Korea. We've been in Japan for 60 years. We've been in South Korea for 50 years or so. That'd be fine with me as long as Americans are not being injured or harmed or wounded or killed.
Can we leave troops in a place like Iraq or Afghanistan and not have them harmed or killed?
In a word, no. And I don't think we have any intention of leaving them in there. I'm talking about combat troops now, in force for any length of time. Korea is a great example of how different it can be. The war between North and South Korea never ended. It is not over even now. And for a long while, our troops were there, principally as, in the first instance, to counterattack any attack by North Korea. And in the second instance, as a tripwire, to demonstrate to North Korea that if it came across the parallel, don't forget Seoul is very, very close to the 38th parallel. If it came across the parallel, then the full weight of American military might would be put upon them. They were effectively a tripwire.
Well, maybe. I mean, I don't know if that's even relevant today. What do you say to the charge that this is just a quagmire of jobs programs for people at the Pentagon and has very little in terms of national security perspective?
The Pentagon is going to be a quagmire of jobs production and protection, no matter how many people you have deployed anywhere. If you look at the time when I first came in the Army and how many people were in the service, and contrast this with how many are actually on active duty today, and put up against that the size of the military bureaucracy, you would be astonished. Well, you wouldn't be astonished, but most people would be astonished at the enormous size of the military bureaucracy today. That's going to grow no matter what you do on the outside.
That is Jack Jacobs, NBC military analyst, retired U.S. Army Colonel, Medal of Honor recipient. He's talking about the possibility that U.S. forces could stay in Iraq past that 2011 deadline. It's something that Defense Secretary Robert Gates spoke about while he was in Malaysia.
It also sounds like he's calling for layoffs at the Pentagon a little bit.
Jack Jacobs?
Reduce the size of that bureaucracy.
That would not surprise me.
Thank you. I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.